For the first time in history, the U.S. mail has become a delivery system for biological attack. It has galvanized the U.S. Postal Service to search for even more ways to ensure the safety of the 680 million pieces of mail it delivers every day. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
Deborah Wilhite is chief of policy for the U.S. Postal Service. She says a new task force is meeting daily to see what can be done.
When the first incident came to light, before it was even confirmed that it was mail, but it was suspected that the agent was delivered through the mail, we were in discussions with the Department of Defense about what might be available to detect anthrax.
An anthrax detector? Stephen Morris of Columbia University has been thinking about the potential for several years. Until recently, Morris was a researcher at DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's the Defense Department's dream factory.
For a number of years, people have talked about and worked on developing sensors, sort of like the smoke detector for anthrax and other biological agents. And considerable progress has been made.
But he says don't trust anybody who tries to sell you an anthrax detector.
We still don't have anything like the home smoke detector at that level of reliability. We're not at the stage where we can put alarms in every post office.
Still, it might not be necessary to detect anthrax in the mail. Ronald Atlas of the University of Louisville advises the government on bioterrorism. He favors a more direct approach.
This is a bacterium we're dealing with. It can be killed. There are ways of killing it. One can irradiate. We routinely sterilize many materials by exposure to X-rays or gamma rays. All of the plastic material that we use in clinical diagnostic laboratories that is sterile is treated with radiation to remove any viable bacteria.
Atlas says high-energy X-ray machines are already used in airports in Puerto Rico and Hawaii to kill organisms in baggage that could wreak havoc on mainland agriculture. Microwaving might also work, but Atlas doubts it. And he warns against using kitchen microwaves. The temperatures would not be high enough. They wouldn't kill anthrax bacteria, and they could set the mail on fire. Another idea got some attention last week. A former Soviet bioweapons specialist suggests ironing your mail with a steam iron. Wilhite says the Postal Service does not agree.
At this point, we are not advising people to take their mail from the mailbox and go and iron it.
Atlas says it takes many minutes of exposure to high-pressure steam at 250 degrees Fahrenheit to kill bacteria. Ironing your mail would incinerate it before it was sterilized. Whatever technology might work, Atlas says.
It may be costly. We're still looking into what is practical and what's not practical. The problem with mail and packages is that these are bulk, massive quantities that are being shipped, and that presents a logistics nightmare.
But if the anthrax threat continues, he predicts, a solution will be found. Richard Knox, NPR News.